Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The former judge who ran the Massachusetts trial courts is finding himself under attack in the corruption trial of the state's former probation commissioner. Chief Judge Robert Mulligan had the authority to reject any hiring decisions made by former probation commissioner John O'Brien. Prosecutors claim that Mulligan was a victim of a hiring scheme by O'Brien and two co-defendants. But, as WBUR's David Boeri reports, the judge is acknowledging some mistakes and inconsistencies in his own hiring decisions.
Tall, self-assured, and elegant, Robert Mulligan had been an eager witness for the government. He went well beyond yes and no answers, adding detail and characterization of O'Brien's alleged actions. He stressed that although he had the power to appoint people for jobs as trial court officers, when it came to probation, he, Mulligan, could only approve or reject the people chosen by O'Brien. And he made clear that he had relied upon the certification of John O'Brien that he has followed, met, and complied with the personnel standards for hiring. The opening barrage of cross-examination by the defense was coming, as the prosecution and its witness must have known and the defense had long promised. "Your brother Jerry is here, correct?" Attorney Stelio Sidis asked of Mulligan in his first question. In the front row, elegantly dressed in pinstripes, sat Mulligan's brother, the former banking commissioner of Massachusetts, who was appointed to the job by Ed King, the same governor who nominated Robert Mulligan for a judgeship in 1980. "Did you put your thumb on the probation scales as a favor to your brother?" asked Sinis. Mulligan grew tense, combative, as Sinis pressed him about a letter Mulligan wrote to O'Brien thanking him for hiring a woman who was the daughter of a banker associate of Gerald Mulligan. "You're putting your thumb on the scale," Sinis fired, as Mulligan shook his head no and denied it. Here was the nature of the attack, that Mulligan was engaged in the same sort of patronage hiring that O'Brien is accused of. It began to look like a running gun battle, with Judge Mulligan answering at will, while Sinis fired questions until Judge Young instructed Mulligan that this was his courtroom, not Mulligan's, and that Judge Mulligan should confine himself to answering yes or no or I don't know. Under questioning by prosecutors, Mulligan had accused O'Brien of making temporary hires without posting them or conducting interviews. Contrasting himself with O'Brien, Mulligan pointed to his own hiring process for the trial courts that was merit-based, he said, and conducted by a panel he appointed. In the short time available before the session ended for the day, the defense lawyer got Mulligan to concede that in the trial courts he, too, had hired employees without posting and without an interview. To demonstrate their contention that Mulligan and the trial court was engaged in the same kind of actions as O'Brien, defense attorney Sinis brought up the hire of an associate court officer, Rick Musial. Question: why did you believe a 62-year-old short order cook who was the chief of staff of the Senate president was the most qualified person for an associate court officer position? Mulligan claimed he did not know of the connection to Senate President Therese Murray and hesitated before eventually answering that Musial was the most qualified. Mulligan, who served with a distinction in Vietnam, finally conceded, "Maybe I have a soft spot for someone who served in Vietnam," to which Sinis shot back, "Is John O'Brien allowed to have a soft spot?" Stelio Sinis pushed Mulligan about the hiring of another associate court officer, whose resume had been faxed to the trial court by then-Senate President Robert Travellini. In one poignant exchange, Mulligan grudgingly acknowledged that even though he was the hiring authority, he often had his director of court security sign the appointments. "That does not conform to the protocol," Mulligan said, avoiding Sinis's contention that it violated the state law. "This was the way it was done in the trial courts," Mulligan said by way of explanation. "The way it had always been done," which is the very point the defense has been making about O'Brien and the probation department and their contention, "This is what they all do." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.